soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping, time eyes holding Bobby's handyman. We sang every song that Javi knew. For me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. To mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy down when he sang the blues, hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bob Whalen.
And Kirsten Whalen.
And we're here looking forward to do an hour to help raise some great funds for KX93.5, which is, I think, just an incredible community asset for all they do and have done over the years. And it's so special to have our own radio station here. So we're going to start off right away with giving you a little information on how you might donate and help raise some funds for the station.
You can either call the studio and have a chat with us at 949-715-5936 or call the office and let the people, good people there know that you'd like to make a contribution, or you can go to Facebook. The office number is 715-4859 and Facebook is KX93.5.
And of course you can always send a check in if you want to go old school. So that works too. But, you know, the people know a little bit about me. Obviously, they probably have heard me too much. I'm on the city council, but why don't you tell everybody what you do in town?
I've been working in the arts world here in town for quite some time, in the schools for a while, and I'm an exhibiting artist at the festival, and we'll be there this summer.
And you're on the board of LOCA?
On the board of LOCA, Arts Education. We just had a fabulous fundraiser, too, which was lovely and successful. And KX93.5 was kind enough to help us promote. So that's the other benefit of a local radio station.
So I think we'll kick it off here with a song, our first song. But again, if you want to call in and talk, 715-5936. And if you want to make a contribution, 715-4859. So we picked a few songs here. There's a wide variety, but some things we like. Here you go with number one, Joe Parker.
Don't you embarrass me.
Well, we're back. so that was obviously Joe Cocker, Feeling All Right. Joe's no longer with us, of course, but what a great musician he was. So I know one of our favorites. Kirsten, you want to talk? You're really the musicologist in the family. You want to talk a little bit about how you pick some of these songs? Or?
Oh, it's interesting how music lists evolve over time. And if you'd looked at my music list 30 years ago, it would have been a little bit of the same. But anyway, I have a long list, and it was hard to pick. Really hard to pick.
Well, you narrowed it down some. But once again, we're here, Bob Whalen, Kirsten Whalen. We're here and really delighted to be here for KX93.5 and looking to raise some good money for the studio, for the station. You can contribute by calling 715-5936 and get on the air with us, or just call the office here, 715-4859, Facebook, KX93.5. So any of those ways, or send a check through the mail, through the snail mail. But we hope somebody will call in here and have a little conversation with us, and that would be fun. And we'll talk about anything except city politics. So we're going to go to another song here that takes us back a ways. We spend some time up in Lake Tahoe. Kirsten grew up going up there, and we've got a place up there. And this is a gentleman that we saw one night in a restaurant and with a group of people, and we were trying to remember. We couldn't remember the song, but we could all remember the tune.
We couldn't remember his name, more importantly. We're all humming the tune in the restaurant, and he finally just gets up and leaves.
He left. Yeah, so anyway, enjoy this one.
Sure, it took more
Okay, so I have a question for Tyler. You shouldn't have took more than you gave. One of the great things about KX95, 93.5, I can't get that right, is I learned about your programs with the high school and the internships and all that stuff and radio camp.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
But well, I think that's awesome.
I would be happy to share. And hello, by the way, you're supposed to reintroduce yourself.
Kirsten Whalen.
Yeah.
And Bob Whalen.
Thank you. It's KX Takeover, where we're fundraising all week long with guest DJs. So we do a lot of stuff to try to stay involved with the schools. First of all, what the longest running thing we've done is we broadcast all the local football games, both the home and away games. We've got a commentator who's on ESPN3 in his spare time, and he's really good. So we do that every Friday night in football season. But yeah, we do tons of internships for local high school students, especially those looking for their hours going into senior year.
Oh, cool.
We offer that as a local nonprofit, and we get a lot of music fans. I mean, there's a lot of hip hop loving, you know, kids these days that maybe don't resonate with our music, but there's a dime a dozen that really like get it and are passionate about classic rock all the way up until now. And they care about independent media, and those are the kids that are gravitated toward us. So they do intern with us. And then in the summer, we've started for 2 years now doing this radio camp that's open to both middle schoolers and high schoolers, where by the end of the week, they've produced and hosted their own full 1 hour show that they can take home with them. Yeah.
Wow.
So we're doing that again, this this summer. We've got a grant from Cox to help put it on. So it's been great.
All the more reason to donate.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the station is so creative in terms of ways it helps. Of course, you know, hospitality night, you guys, and other events, the Halloween, you guys are always out in the community. And you know, I think that's really fun. People enjoy that a lot. But again, we're here to help raise some funds, or we'd love to talk to you. So call in 949-715-5936, or if you want to donate directly, call the office 949-715-4859, Facebook KX935, We're looking forward to making our own donation here, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Give us a shout here.
Oh, you got a caller if you want it.
Let's take it.
KX95.
Say hi.
They're
listening to you, so you have to say hi.
Hi. Oh. We're getting instructions here. Who's on the phone?
This is Carla Niebuhr.
Carla.
Hi, Kirsten. Hi, Bob.
Carla's my fellow board member on Loka Arts Education.
Yes, and also I just love this radio station. They are so wonderful to the nonprofit, and you know how many nonprofits there are here in Laguna Beach.
Absolutely.
They are gracious. They let us talk about what's going on in our organization. I love them. In fact, I have donated. Jeff and I both have donated because it is a fabulous, fabulous way of getting the word out and letting everybody know what's going on and what you're doing. And I did not realize that this resource was here. And wow, just so everybody knows, I mean, the minute we got finished with our program, we had so many people call to buy tickets.
That's so fantastic. Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carla.
Thank you to this radio station. I just absolutely love it, and also love the two of you. And I know that we're not supposed to talk about politics, but I would just love to know, Bob, how do you like being the mayor?
I like being the mayor. I get to, lead the band up there every other Tuesday night. But it's great because, you know, you do as mayor, you don't really have any more power than anybody else on the council, but you do, you know, have an opportunity to get out there and cut ribbons, go to events, and sort of be the face of the city for a year. And, you know, it was great, for example, going to your event the other day, Loka. What a home run that was. And I think it's, you know, I think it's so important. You were talking about the station and how much it does for the community. And, you know, that's just the key of Laguna Beach, right? We've got so many great nonprofits that everybody donates their time to, and it makes it a special and unique place, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I don't really know when a lot of them are fundraising. In fact, I didn't even know the radio station was fundraising until Kirsten let me know.
I wrote you a letter.
And so, yeah, and so it's nice to know. I wish that more fundraisers or more people giving fundraisers would go on the radio and let us know. I would love to know and participate.
Well, so, great. Yeah, I'm sure Tyler's here. He hears that. So.
Thank you for your donation.
Oh, absolutely. You're so welcome.
And you guys have another caller, so we'll say thank you and move on, okay?
Thanks so much, Carla.
Thanks, Carla.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, KX93.5, you're on with Bob and Kirsten Whalen.
Hi, this is Betty Haight.
Betty, another board member friend of and artist friend of mine.
Yes, and I want to thank you both for taking the time to be there. It's so important to our community. I just second everything Carla can say so eloquently, and I'd like to make a contribution also.
Well, you're wonderful. Thanks so much. If you want to hang on for a bit,
I will.
These guys will take all your pertinent information.
Betty,
okay.
Betty, I understand you are retiring after an illustrious career at the
festival. I'm going to miss you.
Yes, I'm a retired artist. No, how about that?
No, you're not a retired artist. You're just retired from the festival. You will never retire as an artist.
No, I won't. Yeah.
Well, we'll miss seeing you down there. Hopefully you'll stop by.
Oh, of course I will. Look forward to seeing you both.
Thank you.
Thanks Betty.
For calling.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks.
Should we go to the next song?
Yeah.
What do we got?
Imagine by one of my favorite vocalists, Eva Cassidy.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. Dreamer. in the world will live as one.
Well, welcome back again. This is Bob Whalen.
And Kirsten Whalen.
And we're thrilled to be here to raise some money for KX93.5, which, you know, is a great great community resource, as I said earlier. So if you're interested in making a donation, call the studio, 949-715-5936. Talk to us, and I guess we've got a call on the line.
Yeah. Hello.
Who do we have calling in? Who do we have calling in?
Peter.
Peter Blake?
Yeah.
Howdy do.
My fellow council member, Peter Blake, who's, I think, doing a show tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
Well, good.
So I wanted to just call and support the station on your behalf and to say thanks for all you do for us on the council. And also, you know, we have a lot in common. In the sense that we're both married to artists.
Well, that's true, yeah. I guess we have a lot to be thankful for there, huh?
put me on the money people, and I will. I'll see you next Tuesday. And again, thanks for all that both of you do, both with the arts and being my handler at the dais.
Oh, that Peter, yeah, that's funny. See you Tuesday.
Thanks so much. Thanks. That's really great. Stay
My
on the
pleasure.
Line, and Tyler will take care of you. Thanks, Peter.
Okay, cool. See you guys soon.
Bye-bye. So that was awfully nice. That was my fellow council member, Peter Blake, who was elected in November, was the leading vote getter. And, you know, already in a short time, he's accomplished a couple of things that he was promising voters. In terms of downtown, some added policing downtown, and moving some improvements through on the community development front.
And so, tomorrow we can compare music lists.
Well, that's right. We'll get to see Peter's music list. So, you know, that last tune, you might talk about Eva Cassidy for a moment. I think she's not that well known, but sort of an interesting life.
Yeah, she had a very short life, unfortunately. Passed away at age 33 of melanoma. So all of you wear your sunscreen. And it's been a while now, but she sang everything. It was wonderful. And this next artist, Rhiannon Giddens, I can never say her name correctly, is a MacArthur Grant winner for her body of music. And it's another classic done by a new artist, Forever Young.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars, climb on every rung. Forever young, forever young, forever young. May you stay forever.
May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be
strong. May you stay forever.
Well, welcome back to KX93.5, Bob Whalen.
And Kirsten Whalen.
Who was nervous coming in here, but I think she's really a pro. So,
no, still nervous.
No, I don't know why. So we've raised a little money. We'd love to raise some more money for the station. You can call the office here at 949-715-4859. Go on to Facebook at KX93.5. Or if you want to talk to us, and we'd love to talk to you, call 949-715-5936. And you've got one now. And we've got a caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, Father.
Oh, that's my daughter. We were just talking about you here because Tyler's wife, Monica's here, and she's having a baby at the end of June, as are you.
Oh, fabulous. Congratulations.
Well, we're pretty thrilled, that you're going to have a little boy. That's going to be great. Grandchild number three. Yeah.
Well, I know. We're adding to the clan.
Yeah. So you can appreciate what the radio station does, given all your theater work and all your nonprofit work. So.
Well, I was going to say I've never had the pleasure of being on 93.5, but my husband has, and a whole bunch of people I've worked with because of the Playhouse. Laguna Playhouse tends to do an interview or some sort of informational, you know, one-on-one on the radio to promote whatever show's going on at the Playhouse.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Annie has said anything or done anything yet, but I'm actually on April 8th, there's a free event at Laguna Playhouse. It is 12 really incredible actresses, myself included, but the other 11 are amazing. And they were reading 12 Angry Men, so it's 12 women reading that play.
Oh,
and
interesting.
The Women's Voter Council is going to be there, so you can sign up.
League of Women's Voters, our co-hosts with the Playhouse.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event.
It's been a great event. There's going to be a talk back afterwards. But again, you can sign up to vote. You can register to vote. You can talk to them about questions you have and all that kind of stuff. So to promote getting the female voice out there and doing it through theater. And anyway, I know the Playhouse has definitely benefited from KX93.5 as well. So
indeed.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. And I think, isn't Sue Kemp involved in that?
I think Sue Kemp is involved.
I think she is. Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be fun.
Some local women in like City Surface, and as well as actresses from elsewhere as well. So yeah, it's a good group of diverse people. I mean, actresses, but also, like I said, people from the city government as well.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, hon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Have fun.
All right.
Thanks a bunch, hon.
Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, so that's just an example of another example of some of the things that the radio station does, you know, here a partnership with the Playhouse. And, you know, this is an organization worth promoting and worth donating to. And we're going to be making our own contribution here of $1,000 towards the station.
Wait, the bell.
So, we get the Tyler's ringing the bell. So, no, I think it's just, you know, we love to give our charity locally as much as we can, and we select a few, and you know, this one's on the list. So,
yep.
Anyway, let's go. What do we got now? Let's get another song.
One of my favorites, Lyle Lovett's If I Had a Boat. And,
good.
Makes me think of Lake Tahoe, floating.
Great.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean. Set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Would it just be me and Trevor? We'd go riding through them movies. Then we'd buy a boat and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out. If I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Well, now the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter. They said, Kemosabe, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. If I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree and scare him by the light pole, but would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Set me up on my pony, on my boat.
We'll be right back. fair. It's been a long day, baby. Things ain't been going my way, you know I need you here. You clear my mind. Baby, the way you move me, it's crazy. It's like you see right through me and make it easier. You please me, you don't even have to try. Oh, because you are the best thing. You believe me when I say this love will never fade away. Oh, because you are the best thing. You are the best thing. You are the best thing. Ever.
Well, there we are. We're back. Bob Whalen and
Kirsten Whalen.
That last song, we went back to back there, but that's the one I sing to Kirsten every night. You are the best thing, which is true.
Oh, and vice versa. Yeah. It's true.
Everybody says to me, how do you do it all? And I would really, because she pushes me out the door every morning and keeps me organized. So anyway, we're here just having a lot of fun here. We're raising money for KX93.5. We're here with Tyler, who's the brainchild behind all of this. In fact, we were just chatting during the song. 7 years, going on 7 years, Tyler. Congratulations. That's
yes.
Really amazing.
Awesome.
So if you want to talk with us, call in to 949-715-5936 or call the office here if you just want to make a donation, 715-4859, Facebook, KX93.5. So we've raised some money so far. More would be better.
And how many towns can you be in where you can walk down a street on Halloween or hospitality night at Christmas time and find your radio station on the street to chat with? It's just amazing.
Yeah, with a cool 1950s
car too.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it would be you know, it'd be a real loss if you didn't have a local flavor like this. This is so Laguna because everything, you know, we love unique things here, right? We love to be different. And
it tolerates all the uniqueness.
And this radio station makes us unique. So please call in. We're going to go down to our next song here that Kirsten will take us to. I forget which one we're going to go to here. We will figure it out.
Oh, it's Marshall Tucker Band.
Marshall Tucker.
Can't you see?
Thank you.
that was the Marshall Tucker Band, Can't You See? Kind of a one that goes back a ways, I think, probably
throwback.
Yeah, law school days. But we're here with Bob Whalen.
Kirsten Whalen.
And we're here, obviously, with KX93.5, part of taking over the week here by community members trying to raise funds. And, you know, the big picture target is $50,000, and I think they're making great progress on it, but more is needed. So please call in 949-715-5936 to talk to us. We've only got about 10 minutes left, so lob a call in. And if you want to just make a donation and you don't want to talk to us, we won't be offended. 949-715-4859, or go to Facebook, KX93.5. And you can always, of course, mail a check in if you want to go the old route. So what are you looking forward to this summer at the festival?
I just always love hanging out on the grounds. One of the best kept secrets, I don't know why it's a secret, in town. It's a lovely place to spend a picnic dinner evening and listen to live music and look at the artwork. So I'm just eternally grateful that I get to be a part of it. But that's the fun part, I think.
Yeah, they have great music down there nightly now, from what, 5 to 7? 5 to 7:30?
I believe it's 5 to 7, though. Maybe it's 5:30 to 7:30. I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, it's always a fun evening down there, like you say, and the local 140 local artists. Yeah, and
if you live here, you get to go in for free. Not everybody knows that,
yeah,
which I don't understand, but... Well, anyway, it's a lovely evening, and we have such lovely evenings here in Laguna. It's a great place to spend it. So,
well, let's go to one more tune here, and you know, which one are we going to do here next? I think we've got
probably on to the last one.
On to the last one. So, should we wrap up?
Which we all appreciate. We have so many wonderful friends in town, and a little help of our friends.
Yeah, started with Joe Cocker. We'll end with Joe Cocker. Yeah. Here we go. Yep.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how did I?
beg without prayer.